Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So looking forward to speaking with Casey Haley, formerly of the group Jodeci, after we hear his song, Jesus Saves.
I recorded this song at the age of 12, and I still have the same message that Jesus saved.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, where the tide is all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound.
Jesus,
she said, son,
Jesus,
above the world. That he gave his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus. So though you are there today, that's going through something, maybe heartaches and pain, if you're feeling down, ain't got nobody to turn to, get down on your knees. Say, Lord, help me. I'm a living witness. No matter what you're going through, we can save and say,
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to have this man on the program, this gospel icon, this music icon. Just my goodness, the one and only K.C. Haley. Welcome to Real Gospel.
What's up, X? How you doing, man? How you doing, man?
I am excellent. I have been looking forward to this interview for weeks. And okay. For so many reasons, but the first thing I want to do, because I don't want to take up time preaching to the choir, as they say, I could go into your bio and give people all your accolades and things of that nature, but
right.
I always say, just in case there is someone who found Christ on yesterday and they're new right. to gospel music and they don't know a whole lot of things about God, tell them a little bit about yourself and how you first came to love God.
Wow, man. I was a little kid, man, a little boy, man, in North Carolina. I was born in North Carolina, man. My grandmother, rest her soul, was a pastor, you know, and so I know all about the church 7 days a week, man, revival. I know about the revival meetings. I know about the baptism. I know about all of that, man, and God just led me in a way to sing gospel when at an early age, at the age of 12. I recorded my first gospel album, which was Jesus Saves. So and I just looking at all the blessings that God had gave me through my life with doing the gospel as I was a kid and the R&B what I was doing too, what I'm still doing too. But God has just blessed me with everything, with gospel and R&B.
Amen. Amen. And I didn't say it in the beginning of the interview, but I'll go ahead and say that, yes, this is the one and only K.C. Haley of the group Jodeci. So
Jodeci.
I mean, and so I didn't want to go in that direction per se, because I really want to give you an opportunity to say all the things that you would like to say. But I do have to say that I came from commercial radio, and the first time I ever was introduced to Jodeci, I was in my car and someone asked me, did I have any Jodeci? And I'm like, what is Jodeci? And I went to the record store and I bought the CD, and I was, from that point, I have been a Jodeci fan. I have each and every CD.
So, thanks, man.
So for those of you listening to this gospel show right now and you're going, what? Come on now. I know some of you all listen to gospel every
somebody
hour, every, yeah.
Somebody know about Jodeci.
There you go. A lot of people know about Jodeci. And so I love the group, and I love you too, man. And I just wanted to say that. And
thanks,
so,
man.
But it's very obvious that you love the Lord. It's very obvious that, you know, there's a message in you, because the song Jesus Saves is an awesome song. And
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on what it's like to sort of walk that line between having a secular musical career, but still allowing God to sort of lead your life and sort of the struggles and the joys of having to do both.
Right. Like I say, man, whatever I do, whatever music I sing, whatever I do in life, God is always going to be the head of my life. You know, he do everything. Everything I got is from God. Whether it's singing R&B or gospel, all that come from the love of God And I just thank him for my blessings with that. And for me to be able to just spread the word love. And like what I'm doing now with the Jesus Saves song, because it's a very, 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 very special song to me, because I got ill. I had a brain stroke, man. And it came from, I was on the road and, you know, I had a lot of stressful things going on. And, you know, I got sick and I, like I said, a brain stroke. And the doctor said I wasn't going to be able to talk or walk, less knowing, sing again, man. Wow. So God just touched me and wow. And the next thing I know, the first thing I started doing was singing, man. I'm like, wow, look at God. So I said, before I do this album, because I am going to finish recording my R&B album. And before I do that, I have to let the world know how good God has been to me, because he saved me. And it took me back to Jesus Saved, which is a song I recorded when I was 12 years old. I said it in the video and the song. But I said, I got to let the world know my testimony before they hear, you know, my music. Because that's my testimony. He saved me, man. I got to let the world know that, even my fans. Like, Jesus is real and Jesus saved. So that's how it came about, man.
Amen. And, you know, I did not know that you had suffered from a stroke and that you had been hospitalized. And so I just, we thank God right now that he has pulled you through and he has delivered you, and that you are able to share that powerful testimony with the listeners, right? Because that is indeed a powerful testimony. Your voice matters, and that right. song matters, and you sing that song with such passion. And right, such right. just such power and anointing that right. when I first heard it, I said, you know what? He's not playing. That brother grew up in church. And you know, I read your bio years ago, that, you know, how you got started and, you know, in choir and things of that nature. But it was very obvious in that moment, like, you know what? Something's going on there. He right. is really delivering right. and just talk about it if you can, because that's
you're right, because everything you're saying is right, because the doctors, like I said earlier, the doctors told me I wouldn't be able to walk or talk, man, for at least 6 months. And the next thing I know, I was able to perform in 6 months. I was able to perform on stage at the Essence Music Festival. And look at God, look at God, you know. And wow, it's like you said earlier, man, God brought me through this, man. And I just want to let everybody know he's real. He's real, man. I can sing all the love songs I want, but I got to give God his props, man. You know, and plus what's going on in the world today, like this COVID-19, man, losing loved ones, police brutality, black on black crime. You know, Jesus Saved is my testimony, and should be everybody's testimony. You know, so that's why I want that song to touch so many, if they haven't already, to let them know, like, he's real and he's saved.
Amen, amen. What are some of your fond memories of growing up in church, and, you know, your grandparents, and, you know, just share with us some of your, you know, some fun times growing up.
Oh, wow. Our fun time for us was, we were all, like, all my aunts, you know, and their kids and my mom. And the fun times with grandma's house, man, we all just get in the living room together, especially if the weather is bad outside. We all just crowd around grandma's living room, man. Oh, we just sing. All of us just sing, man. Mama's them old hymns, and, you know, we put our time, our little piece in it. Those are the most memorable moments in the time. But, you know, just being with grandmama and the family, and mama singing, just you know, they cooking. You know, that's going
yeah.
down. That's good cooking, and just being around family, man. Just, you know, having a love for family and being loved on.
Did you always know that you would end up being, you know, you're an icon musically? But did you always know, growing up singing in the choir, right up until you began to get together with your brother and Dalvin and the rest? When did you know that, you know what, my life's about to change?
Right. Well, At first, I really wasn't. I was in a quartet group, not so much of a choir. I had a church choir, mm-hmm. but I was singing professional, like at 11 and 12. So I just remember like
Little Cedric and the Haley Singers.
And the Haley Singers, there you go. That's something I always wanted to do, man. But being in a group with my father and all that, and watching the other quartet singers, I said, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. It's what it's, I want just be a singer, a lead singer at that. So, and then we got together with the group, Jodeci, all of us come from church. You mm-hmm. know, the other set of the brothers, too. All of us from church, man. And we knew, all of us knew what we wanted to do. So, and God saw fit for it to be. So we just, like I say, thanks to gospel. If it wasn't for gospel, there would not be no KC Haley. That I can tell you.
Amen. Would you like to say anything about your version of Tears in Heaven?
My version of Tears in Heaven is we lost a dear, dear, dear friend, man. Not to just me personally, but the whole music industry did. My former CEO, Uptown Records, Andre Harrell, he passed away suddenly, man. And, you know, it was like a shock to not just me, but like I said, the whole music industry. So I thought it was, because he was like a mentor to me. He was like, he the one that told me, like, yo, KC, you are going to be big. You're special. You're going to be a star, quote unquote. And I'm like, okay. He used to tell me that every day. And when he passed away, that really touched me. And I said, I have to do something special. I got to do something special. So I thought about the song, Tears in Heaven. And it's just saying, I want to see and would I see you, Andre, when I get to heaven. And that goes for anybody. That song goes really to anybody that lost a loved one, like I said. Will you see them again in heaven? And that song means so much. It even makes me think about my grandmother that passed away, my grandfather, my aunties, uncles. I want to see them again in heaven. Tears in Heaven. So that's what that song means to me, man.
Amen, amen. And as we close out this interview, is it all right if I pray for you, my brother, before we wrap this up? I just feel led of the Lord to just...
Trust me. Pray. Amen. Please pray.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to continue to bless Brother KC and continue to heal his body and continue to strengthen his mind and his spirit, Father God. We thank you for the gift of his testimony, which is blessing so many of your people, Father God. Lord God, continue to bless his spirit and touch his finances and just continue to allow him to be used as a mighty vessel to spread your word all over the world, Father God. Continue to open those doors that no man can close, Father God. And we thank you for his testimony. We thank you for his life. We thank you for saving his life. And we thank you for the divine healing and anointing that you have placed on his life. And we give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
My brother. You're welcome. Where can the listeners get more information about you, your music, Jesus Saved, just everything that they need to know about you?
Well, here I go. My website is www.k-cihaley.com. And you can find me on all social platforms at KC Haley with the blue check. So let everybody know it's real. With the blue check.
Amen. There it is. And I'm glad I had this opportunity to speak with you. There are so many other things that I wanted to ask you, like why did Uptown Records break up? Why did Jodeci break up? Are they going to do a feature of you all on Unsung? I mean, that's stuff that we could talk about another time, you know.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
Just stuff. But, you know, but the most important thing, man, I want you to know that I love you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, man.
And I am so glad that you took the opportunity to bless our listeners in this interview. Is there anyone, as we close up, I know you got to go. Is there anyone that you would like to give a shout out to?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to all my friends. I don't call them fans. I call them friends and listeners. And just want to shout out to all the people that's going through this, you know, this what the world is going through right now. Just let everybody know God is still with us. God got this, and everything is going to be all right. Just shout out to everybody that I love and everybody that loves me, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. The one and only KC Haley of the group Jodeci. His latest song is Jesus Saves. Please support him as he continues to hold up the bloodstained banner for Christ. KC, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, man. God bless you, man.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.